Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com. Coming at you from the AO Studios, it's the Fade Route with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Powered by Riverside FM.
All right, boys and girls, in honor of Thanksgiving, we have a very special episode of the Fade Route planned for you, a little Thanksgiving choice route where you're gonna build your plate. Tough decisions need to be made. It's time for the choice route. D, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Choice route number one. White meat or dark meat turkey?
Dark meat all the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? If it was
I will give my brother-in-law credit. He makes a damn good bird, and the white meat is usually moist at his house. But for all intents and purposes, I'm a dark meat guy.
I hear you. I like the white meat for turkey. For chicken, if this was chicken, thighs all day. Absolutely thighs all day. But with turkey, it's so easy to dry out the thigh. And then the leg, it's just like you're gnawing on shoe leather. You know? Give me a nice slice off the breast. I'm a happy guy. Choice route number two. Time for some side dishes. Mashed potatoes or stuffing?
Well, I like the Italian stuffing with ricotta and sausage.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm going with stuffing on that one.
Ooh. Yeah, we were more of a traditional stuffing in my household, just like the regular old, you know, the regular herbs, mirepoix, all that stuff. You know, I can get down with the cornbread dressing sometimes, depending on, you know, if it's sausage or the oysters. It's all right. But I'm a potato guy. Give me mashed potatoes all day.
I like roasted potatoes. Not a big mashed potato guy.
Roasted potatoes are a good option, too. But if it's potato-based, I'm there. 100%. Like, I'll never turn down fries. Like, nothing. Like, give me something with potatoes. And you got me right there. So mashed potatoes all day. Time for some more starch. You ready for some more starch? Choice route number three, biscuits or cornbread?
I like a good biscuit. Yeah, I want a good biscuit. Good biscuit better than cornbread. You know, but I will say that in my time at the Nassau Coliseum, we had a chef there that made cornbread with jalapeno and cheddar.
Ooh.
And it was fantastic.
Ooh.
Shout out to Phil. Phil knows who he is.
Well done, chef. Well done. That's tough.
That's the best cornbread I ever had.
I mean, cornbread's really versatile. You can go savory with it. You can go sweet with it. It's a nice, versatile piece. But if we're talking about Thanksgiving dinner and you're sopping up gravy or you know, you're making a little mini sandwich, which I am wont to do at the table from time to time, you got to go with the biscuit. Absolutely, you got to go with one of those flaky buttermilk biscuits, call it a day, and can't beat it. Can't beat it. Let's put some veggies on our plate. Choice route number four. Brussels sprouts or green bean casserole?
So I love green beans, but I will say that the first time I ever had a Brussels sprout was when I was 22. It was at my mother-in-law's house, and I've been hooked ever since. So give me a Brussels sprout.
I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of green bean casserole. I find it's too salty. It's gloopy. It has that cream of mushroom soup. It's just like, it just doesn't do it for me. And the fried onions on top are good. I'll give you that one. But you lose me at the cream of mushroom soup. Give me the Brussels sprouts. Oh, I do a little honey on them, a little balsamic vinegar. Roast them in the oven. Those are nice. If you want to do a little bacon, yeah.
Or yeah. Bacon.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Completely make them completely unhealthy. Let's go. Now, we have all this. Probably going to want a little bit of sauce there. So, choice route. Number 5. Gravy. Or cranberry sauce?
Oh, gravy all the way. Yeah, I'm not a cranberry guy.
This is tough for me. Because if I'm doing the biscuit sandwich, I'm actually putting cranberry on it. Like, it just holds together much nicer if I'm doing the sandwich. But if I'm just eating it out of the plate, I'm going to go with the gravy. But for what we're talking about here, I'm going to go with cranberry sauce. Like, I'm going to need something a little tart, something to kind of wake up the palate a little bit. This can all get very heavy. And you just need something to kind of, like, cut through it all. So give me the cranberry sauce. Fresh cranberry sauce. Don't give me that out of a can stuff. Like, please. Like, that's just Jell-O. That ain't it. Nice, fresh cranberry sauce. Very easy to make. Cranberries, sugar, a little bit of ginger ale, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of orange zest. Call it a day. Boom. It's delicious. We have this savory feast, but it's time for dessert. Choice route number 6. Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie. Never been a sweet potato guy.
Really?
Sweet potatoes. I don't like sweet potato pie. I don't like sweet potato. Sweet potato casserole could be exciting.
With the marshmallow?
Yeah. That I could be sold on that. But no, I like pumpkin pie. I'm a pumpkin pie kind of guy.
With the pumpkin pie, it's really about the spices more than the pumpkin. I mean, you get that like squashy kind of flavor. It's all right. It gets you where you need to go. For me, they're both very difficult to kind of tell the difference because the sweet potato and the pumpkin, like one is a little bit starchier, but generally you're going to have a very similar flavor profile. And then it's got, you know, your cinnamon and you have your cloves and all of that. But I'm going to go with pumpkin pie as well. I've had really good pumpkin pies. I've had some not so good pumpkin pies, but it's just, it's seasonal. It's part of the season. And it just screams Thanksgiving. Those are our plates. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutednz and let us know what you're putting on your Thanksgiving plate. What's on your Thanksgiving table? We are thankful for you. Thank you for joining us. And hopefully you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a kickoff to your holiday season. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.